Today's daf is Shabbos daf Chuf Beis. It is the last amud of Perek HaZorik, and we begin the first amud of Perek HaBone. In today's daf, we're going to discuss the following topics. First, we're going to describe the definition of shogeg when determining whether a person is chayiv to bring a korban chatos, specifically in the context of a person who throws something on Shabbos in Rosh Hashanah Rabin b'shogeg and realizes before it lands that it's in fact Shabbos. Then we're going to discuss whether a person is chayiv for moving something in Rosh Hashanah Rabin when the first two amuds were b'shogeg, next two were mazid, and the final two were b'shogeg. And then the parak is going to end by introducing the principle that something could be considered to be 4x4 tefachim, even though it's in fact smaller than that. Machshavasu meshavilei makom. And in the parak abona, the first mishkan is going to teach us even the tiniest amount of building is chayiv mishim bona, and the gemara is going to elaborate on what it would take to be chayiv for building the different parts of a wall, and then we'll record several cases where Rav and Shmuel would disagree whether a certain act is a chayiv mishim bona or mishim makom bepatish, two somewhat related malachos, which we'll have to discuss in more detail as we get there. So we're at the Mishnah on the top of Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Hazorik v'niskam yach sheyatzu miyadov. Let's say a person throws something and he realizes after it leaves his hand that it's Shabbos and that he's going to be in violation of a malacha, or kolta acher, kolta kelev, o shenisrafa potter. Someone else catches it, or a dog catches it, or it gets burnt before it lands. In all these cases, he's potter. Rashi points out, kasalka daitach li acher sheniskar zeh. The assumption is we're talking about one case over here, that a guy throws something, after it leaves his hands, he realizes that it's Shabbos, and then kolta acher, then someone else catches it. So havelu shnayim shosu'ah, it's two people combining, joining forces to do a single malacha. V'kagon shenakar mimakomo v'kiba lo shakolta kelev b'piv d'lo havya anacha d'bina makom dalid pater, that you don't have a makom dalid, you don't have an area for tefachim that it lands on. So in these cases, you're going to be Potter. Similarly, if it's forgetting a Shabbos issue, a totally different issue, Zarek Lasos Chabura, let's say a person throws something at somebody in order to injure him, Bein Ba'adam Uvein Ba'Behema, meaning it is Shabbos, but you're throwing something to a person to injure him on Shabbos, so it's going to make Chabura. We're not talking about where you're violating Hotsa'a now, you're violating making a Chabura on Shabbos, whether you're making the Chabura Ba'adam or Ba'Behema. V'niz Karad Shalonasis Chabura, and you realize, before it actually the point of impact, before it actually makes the chabura on the person or the animal, Potter, you're going to be Potter. Why? Because both of these halachos fit the following rule. Zeh haklal, this is the rule. Kol chayav v'chatos, einon chayav v'nachei tchilason v'sofan shkaga. Anytime that you're chayav v'chatos for something, you're only chayav v'chatos if you were b'shogeg at the beginning and you were b'shogeg when the malacha finished. If tchilason shkaga v'sofan zadon, or tchilason zadon v'sofan shkaga, if at the beginning you were doing it b'shogeg, but by the time the malacha finished, it was already mazed, you realize what you were doing. Or vice versa, when you started, you were mazed, but by the time it finished, you were shogeg, peturin ad shetei tchilasan v'sofan shkaga, you're going to be putter until you have both the tchila and the sof, both at the beginning and at the end, that it's going to be b'shogeg. That is the rule. You need shogeg both at the beginning and the end in order to be chayav v'korban chatos. Asambis raises the following suffix. Do we say the same thing by mazed? Meaning, if a person was mazed, do you need it to be mazed both mitchila v'ad sof? You need mazed to be at the beginning of the malacha and at the end of the malacha that he's got to be mazed? As opposed to in a case where he's mischarit be'emtza, where in the middle he feels bad and he doesn't want it to happen, but there's no way that he can retract it. There's no way he could pull it back. So would you say he's potter because it's only mezid betchila and not mezid besof? So Sfas Emes brings a raya from Tosos and Dav Dalad Amar Aleph, Dibra Maskel Kodem Shiavo, that from the Riva over there, it sounds that by mezid we also have this din, that you need chilaso v'sofo b'mezid in order to be chayiv misa for being mechal Shabbos b'mezid. In fact, it's Mufurish in the Rambam this way. In the end of the first paragraph of Hilcha Shabbos, the Rambam writes, he mentions it all together. Whether it's b'mezid uba hasra, where it's going to be skila, b'mezid without hasra, where it's going to be kares, or b'shogeg, it's going to be chayiv achatos. But it always has to be that's b'tchila and sof, that mitchila v'yat sof, that you have the same intention in order to have such a chiyuv. So the Rambam is very clear in terms of what he holds about that suffix of the Sfas Emes. Even though our mission only formulates it in regards to shogeg, the same is true with regard to mezid. Says the Gemara, wait a second, what's the diuk we can make from the beginning of the Mishnah? That you threw the item, you realized after it left your hand that what you had done, and then a dog catches it or someone else catches it. Hanacha chayiv, the implication is that if it were to land, if you were to let your first action just, if it were to follow through as originally planned, even though you already regretted it by the time it landed, but it would have landed, you would be chayiv. V'halo niskar. But wait a second, you remembered in between, and now you feel bad about it. Utnan kol chayav echatos ein chayavin ache tchilasan v'self an shkaga. Meaning, you now, not forget about feeling bad, you now realize what's going on. So now, it's amazing. So how can you say that you're going to be chayav a karban if it would have landed? How can the Mishnah imply that you'd be chayav a karban if it would have landed? If it would have landed, then it would have been tchilasan shogeg v'self amazed. So you shouldn't be chayav a karban. The Mishnah itself goes on to say that you're only chayav a karban when it's tchilasan shogeg v'self an shogeg. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Kana. So the Gemara is going to give two real answers to this question, but first the Gemara is going to give several answers that don't work. So after we get through the answers that don't work, we can give two answers that do work to this question. So Amar Rav Kana, Seifa Asan Lelichto Masna, that the Seifa is talking about a case where you have a clamp and a rope, meaning you have an object that's connected to a rope. So you throw the object, but the rope is still in your hand, and therefore you retain the opportunity to be able to pull it back using the rope. So as Rashi explains, Velomi took Masef el Bezorik Lichta Kosher Bechevel Katan Kedarko Va'oches Achevel Biyado. The Seifa, when we say that you need to be Tchila Shogeg and Sofo Shogeg in order to be Chayiv, is assuming that you have the ability to undo your original action. But if you don't have the ability to undo your original action, you don't have the rope to be able to pull it back, so then the mice is over the second you let it go from your hand. And as soon as you're shogeg when you let it go from your hand, that's it. You're chayev echatos. It doesn't matter that by the time it landed, you were amazed. That wouldn't make a difference because there's nothing you could do about it. Your action is over from the point that it left your hand. So says Gemara, lichto masna, ogdo biyadohu. Wait a second. If we're talking about a clamp and a rope, that's ogdo biyado, as Rashi points out. And therefore, even if you were shogeg the entire time, you would be pater because it's not zrika. Zrika is where you throw something and you release it, but you never release it if you have the rope in your hand. So then, no matter what the case is, you should not be chayiv in such an instance. So answers Gemara, kigon sheniskavin lasos chabura. Now we're not talking about being chayiv for zrika. We're talking about throwing the item, trying to injure somebody, and being chayiv for injuring on Shabbos. It's not about hotza'ah. It's about making a chabura. Says Gemara, that doesn't work either, because hanami tanina zorik lasos chabura bein badam bein. It says that explicitly in the Mishnah, the another case of making a chabura. So don't tell me the first case is about making a chabura. The very next line of the Mishnah talks about where you're niskavin lasos chabura. So that won't work either. So we tried two different answers so far. Neither of them work. Elam Rava bimavir. So Rava says, no, the case is not where you're throwing something, but where you're carrying something dalet amos in a rishos harabim. I vahazah klal de katani azrika katani. But the zah klal goes on the case of zrika, which is the first case of the Mishnah. Hazorek. So don't tell me that it's only the zah klal will only work on a case where you're mavir, where you're carrying, and not where you're zorek. The zah klal goes on zrika. So the third possibility is also no good. So again, we're back stuck with the question of how it is that the Mishnah can imply hanacha chayiv, that it had the dog or the person or the fire not caught it on its way down, and it actually would have landed, you're going to be chayiv. Isn't that against the zah klal? The zah klal is that you need both the beginning and the end in order to be shogeg, in order to be chayiv. So says the Gemara now, two answers that stick. Ella Amar Rava. Rava gives answer number one, Tarti Katani. There are in fact two separate cases in our Mishnah. Number one, Azorek v'niskar me'achar shiyatsa miyado. A person throws something and realizes after the point of release that it's Shabbos, so he becomes mazed after the point of release. Inami lo niskar v'kolta achar okolta kelevosh nisrafa. Or he throws it and never realizes. He's shogeg the entire time, but somebody else catches it, so the malacha doesn't come to completion. In either of those cases, meaning the point is, it's not one case. These are two separate cases. In either of those cases, Potter. Either a case where you're Zorik and then you remember after the point of release and you're Potter because it was Tchilaso Shogeg Visofo Mezid, or where you never realize you're Shogeg the entire time, but the Malacha never gets completed. And that's why you're Potter, because the dog catches it, the person catches it, the fire catches it, the Malacha never finishes, it never lands on a Makom of Dalet al Dalet. That is Rava's answer. Ravashi Amar Ravashi gives answer number two. Chisuri Mechzra V'Hachi Katani. You have to say that the Mishnah is missing a couple of words. This is how to say the Mishnah. Hazorik V'Niskar Me'achar Shiyatso Miyado. If a person throws and realizes after it left his hand, after the point of release, he realizes that it's Shabbos. Kolta acher, o kolta kelev, o shenisrafa, potter. And if someone else catches it, or a dog catches it, or it gets burnt, he's going to be potter. With the implication being, hanacha chayiv, meaning the diuk that the Mishnah made is 100% correct, that the Gemara made at the beginning is 100% correct. Had it landed, you would be chayiv. Bamed varim amurim, but here's the part that we add in. When would we say you'd be chayiv? Shechazar v'shachach. If yes, you were shogeg at the beginning, you remembered and became mazed when it was mid-flight, and then you were shogeg again by the time it landed. You forgot again that it was Shabbos. You got easily distracted or something. Forgot again that it was Shabbos by the time that it landed. So that's where we're going to say that you would be chayiv if it lands, when it lands, if it has the opportunity to land. But if you don't forget again, you just were shogeg when you originally threw it, after the point of release, you realize and you remain with that realization through the point of landing, then potter, then ein yachinami, you would be potter anyway. Shekol chayav echatos, ein chayav enashe tchilas v'sof and shkaga. And that leads us right into the zeha klal, because any time you have a chayav chatos, it has to be shogeg b'tchila and basof. So essentially, the way Ravashi understands it is that we're not talking about two different cases. Our Mishnah is telling us one case. You throw and you realize, and therefore it turns into a mazid mid-flight. By the time that it lands, and it doesn't land because the Mishnah goes on to say that someone catches it, a dog catches it, someone catches it mid-flight, it doesn't land, you're going to be putter even if, now here's the part that he adds in, even if the assumption is that had the dog not caught it, you would be chayiv, but that's assuming that you went back to being a shogeg by the time it landed. If you didn't go back to being a shogeg by the time it landed, you remained amazed till the point of landing, then in a chinami, you wouldn't need someone else to catch it to be putter. You'd be putter anyway because it's tchilas a shogeg v'sofo mazed. The Tosfos of here points out, a little Tosfos, Rav Ashi Amar Chisuri Mechzra, what do we mean by Chisuri Mechzra? Do we actually mean that the Mishnah is missing words, or does it mean it's missing explanation, that we have to add an explanatory note into the Mishnah, but the Mishnah is not actually missing any words? Says Tosfos, Ein zeh mamish Chisuri Mechzra, the Mishnah kamoshe hishnuya yesh lefaresh kein, meaning it's not a Chisuri Mechzra because the Mishnah is not teaching us anything wrong. You can explain the Mishnah the way it's taught. But in order to explain what the chiddush of the Mishnah is, meaning why we need both of these things, both the fact that it's nizkar me'ach shiyatsum yado, and that it's kolta kelev onisrafa, in order to explain it, we need to add this note that we're talking about a case where you then remembered again before, you forgot again rather, before it landed. But it's not a real chisuri mechzra. So that Tosfos is somewhat striking to me, because what does that tell you about every other chisuri mechzra in Shas? I mean, what Tosfos seems to be saying over here is that this chisuri mechzra doesn't really mean the Mishnah is missing any words. It just means that we need to explain the Mishnah a little better. By implication, it's telling you that every other Chisuri Mechzra is that the Mishnah is actually missing words. Generally speaking, I always thought Chisuri Mechzra doesn't really mean the Mishnah. I think the Meiri points this out in a lot of places where it says Chisuri Mechzra, that the Mishnah is not really missing words. Chisuri Mechzra means that the Mishnah was written in a cryptic style and we need to add explanation in order to understand it. So what's Tosfos really saying over here? Is Tosfos disagreeing with that? Tosfos thinks that every other time we have Chisuri Mechzra in Shas, it means that it's mamish missing words? Very difficult to say that that's what Tosfos means. Pashas what Tosfos means is that every other time, most of the times when we have Chisuri Mechzra, the way the Mishnah reads isn't correct. Meaning, if you were to just read the Pashup Shad of the Mishnah without the explanation added in, the halacha being taught is not correct. In our Mishnah, the way the halacha that's being taught in the simple reading of the Mishnah is still correct. The problem is that it's obvious, meaning we have two reasons to be potter over here. The Mishnah is teaching me something that's not a chiddush at all, because it's telling me that both the fact that I was nizkar after the point of release and kolta kelev, I'm potter. But either one of those reasons is enough to be potter. So the halacha that it teaches me is 100% correct. It's just that we need to add in an explanation in order to understand what the chiddush is over here. So I think that's what Tosfos is trying to say over here. Not that every other chesir, mechzer, and shas is a mistake in the Mishnah. No, the Mishnah is written this way on purpose. This is a unique form of chesir and mechzer in that the explanation doesn't really change anything. The explanation doesn't really... is not necessary to make our Mishnah correct. The Mishnah, Kemoshe Hi Shanuya, the way it's actually taught and the way we would read it, is anyway going to be 100% correct. Okay, we're at the two dots in the middle of the page. On Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, says the Gemara, Zeh Klal Kol Chayav Echatos. So the Mishnah had said that any time you're Chayav Echatos, it's only when it's Tchilas and Shogeg, Vesof and Shogeg. When you're Shogeg both at the beginning and at the end. But if you're Shogeg at the beginning and Mezid at the end, or vice versa, you're not going to be Chayav. So Itmar, so what about the following case? Shtei Amos B'Shogeg, Shtei Amos B'Mezid, Shtei Amos B'Shogeg. Carry something, Dalet Amos B'Rishus Rabim. The first two Amos are B'Shogeg, the next two Amos are B'Mezid, and the last two Amos are B'shogeg. So overall, you had Havaras Dalet Amos B'shogeg in a Rishus HaRabim, but it was interrupted by Shtei Amos B'mezid. So Rabba Amar Pater, Rava Amar Chayiv. Rabba says you're going to be Pater, Rava says you're going to be Chayiv. Normally, that would sound like it's a machlokas, but the Gemara is going to explain this is in fact not a machlokas at all. Rabba Amar Pater, Rabba will say, they're talking about different cases. Rabba will say you're Pater, Afilu Ram Gamliel Da Amar, Ein Yediel Lechati Shi. Even Rabbi Gamliel, who would hold that there's no such thing as Yediyah L'chati Shir. I mean, let's say I'm doing the Malach of Kosev. So the Halach is, you only Chayiv Mishum Kosev if you write Shtei Osios, you write two letters. Let's say I write one letter, then I B'shogeg, then I realize what I had done, and then I write another letter B'shogeg. So Rabbi Gamliel says, Ein Yediyah L'chati Shir. That's not called that you realized in between, because you only realized about a Chati Shir. And therefore, it's considered one Halim, you're going to be Chayiv. So even Rabbi Gamliel thinks that knowledge halfway at a Chatzi Shir doesn't count as anything. Maybe Hasam who is still, he's going to say Pater over here. Hasam hu dechi kagamar shiura b'shogeg kagamar. That's over there where when you finish the Shir, you're finishing it b'shogeg. Aval hach, but over here, what's the Shir of being Mavir b'shram? The Shir is Dalet Amos. When you hit the four Amma mark, what were you? First two Amos was Shogeg, second two Amos was Mezid. So when you hit the four Amma mark, you were at a Mezid point. Ta'ahacha to be Mezid low. Over here, you do it be Mezid. Even Ram Gamliel is going to admit that you're Pater, because you have to call that Chilas and Shogeg, Visofa Mezid. Ubimai. So what's the case that we're talking about where you're transporting something for Amos and Rosh Hashanah? How are you transporting it? Are you transporting it by throwing it, or are you transporting it by carrying it? So Ibizorek Shogeku. If you're transporting it by throwing it, well then you're definitely a Shogeg. Meaning, as Tosos points out, Ubimai Ibizorek Shogeku, Avagavduchi Gomar Shiure Bimazid Gomar, even though when you hit the four Amma mark, it's already at a, you're amazed at that point, mikal makom kiven de betchilas zrika have a shogeg. Since at the beginning of the zrika, it's a shogeg. Ve'ein yochel achzira. And like we said, it's inogdol biyada. You're not able to retract it. You're not able to pull it back. Uba anacha nami shogegu. And also at the point where it rests, your shogeg. So that would certainly count as one shogeg from beginning to end. So it can't be that when Rabba says your potter, he's talking about where you throw it. Ella b'mavir. So it must be when it must be that it's a case of mavir. When Rabbi says you're pater, it must be that it's a case of mavir where you're carrying it, not where you are throwing it. Rava Amar Chayiv, you got to change the gear. So to Rava Amar Chayiv, Rava's the one that said that you're Chayiv. Vafil Rabbanan, even according to the Rabbanan, Damri Yesh Yediyah L'chatzi Shir, who hold that a Yediyah halfway through will break it up into two separate actions. So therefore, it should turn out that you carry two Amos B'Shogeg. Then you had a Yediyah for two Amos, and therefore you only carried another two Amos B'Shogeg. So you never carry four Amos in a single action. Hasamud Biyado, that's because Over there it's biyado, aval hacha de'in biyado lo. But over here where it's not biyado, you can't do anything about it. You're midway through, there's nothing you could do about it. Then even the Rabbanon would be moda, that you'd be chayiv. Ubimai, what's the case? Ibimavir, if you're carrying it, what do you mean it's ein biyado? Hare biyado, you could stop at any time. So it is biyado to stop halfway through, just like when you're kosev shtei osios, where after you write the first one, it's certainly biyado to stop and not write anymore. When you're carrying something in Rishus Rabim, after two amos, it's certainly biyado to stop and not carry anymore. Ve'ela, so the case where Rava says chayiv is bizorek. It must be a case of zorek. So what turns out at the end is that even though we said Rabba Amar Pater, Rava Amar Chayiv, in a case where you were two Amos Peshogig, two Amos Bezid, two Amos Peshogig, they're actually not arguing at all. They're talking about different cases. When Rabba said that you are that you're Pater, Rabba was talking about a case where you're Ma'avir, two Amos Peshogig, two Amos Bezid, two Amos Peshogig. When Rava says you're Chayiv, he's talking about a case where you're Zorek, and the first two Amos Peshogig, next two Amos Bezid, next two Amos Peshogig. But they're really in agreement with each other. Amar Rabba, Zorek v'nacha b'fi akel, the new issue now. Let's say you throw something and it rests, it lands in the mouth of a dog, o b'fi akivshan, or in the mouth of a furnace. Chayiv. The halach is that you're going to be chayiv. So frak the gemara v'anan t'nan, kolta achar or kolta akel, v'oshenisrof apater. But wait a second, our Mishnah said that if it never had a chance to have a true hanacha, because it got caught by a dog catches it, or it gets caught by another person, or it gets burnt in mid-flight, it's going to be pater because it never has a hanacha. So how can you say that a hanacha in the mouth of a kelev, a hanacha in the mouth of a kivshan, is going to be considered a hanacha? Answers the Gemara, hasam de lo mechavin, hacha de ka mechavin. Now, a big difference between the cases. In our Mishnah, when we say it's not called a hanacha, that's where you didn't have kavana for it to land there. You wanted it to land on a real makom, and then something came and intercepted it. So if that which intercepted it was not 4x4 tvachim, that's not called a hanacha. But if you dafka throw it to the dog, you're playing catch with the dog, you dafka throw it to land in the dog's mouth, so your machshava that you wanted it to land in the dog's mouth makes it a makom of dalet al dalet. The intent to land there gives it the chashivus of a makom dalet al dalet. Am Rabbi Barabaye, Yafan Anami Taninus. Rabbi Barabaye says, we have a brice that supports this as well. Yesh, this idea that when you have a machshava that you want it to land somewhere, that will make the makom considered as if it were dalet by dalet tvachim. Why? What does it say? Let's say you're having an avera contest. You want to know how many averas can you do in a single action? One achila. Yesh ochel achila achas v'chayev le dalet chatos v'ashom echad. Person can eat one achila and he's going to be chayev four chatos and one karban asham. How does he pull off such a trick? Hatame sha'achal, person who himself is tame, eats chelev, v'hu nosar mina muktashin biyom ha-kippurim. So he's a tame person eating hagdish, it's chelev, it's nosar, so you have that iser, and it's Yom Kippur. So in all of these, for each of these things, you're chayiv a carbon chatas, plus he's chayiv an asham for mi'ila. He's chayiv an asham mi'ilos, because it's hekdish. So he's chayiv the asham for mi'ila as well. So Meir Omer, Rameir says you can add another chatas onto the list. Af ma'isa Shabbos v'otzio b'piv chayiv. If while he's eating it, it's Shabbos and he's walking from Rosh Hashanah out to Rosh Hashanah, so he's violating hotza'ah, he's going to be chayiv for that too. If you look at Tosos, Tosos pirush b'kuntres d'la'achi nakan ma'isa Shabbos d'mishum liyom ha'kippurim lo mechayiv. Didn't we already say it's Yom Kippur anyway? So shouldn't you be in violation of hotza'ah for carrying it on Yom Kippur? Why do we say dafka that it's Shabbos and that's what adds on an extra chayiv? He says no, we have to say it's Shabbos, because you wouldn't be chayiv mishum Yom Kippurim, de'ein eruv otzal Yom Kippurim. V'lavi maskana ha'achib perek amru lo, de'nitchu divrei ra from shayim farish keinu, masak de'nakat Shabbos, k'lila harbos b'chatos, l'chayivu af mishum Shabbos v'yom Kippurim. So even the assumption is that maybe we're going like the Shita, that there is no Isra otzal in Yom Kippur. But then, even though we don't conclude that way, we conclude that there is an Isra otzal in Yom Kippur, we're just adding another element to the chayiv, that you're not only chayiv Yom Kippur, you're chayiv for Shabbos as well. So anyway, so Amru Lo, Eino Min Hashem. They said to Rabbi Meir, yes, of course you could use your creativity to suggest that he's violating Hotza'ah on Shabbos as well, but we're not talking about violations that are not eating related. Meaning, we want to know how many averos of eating you could violate by having one kazayis. The fact that you happen to be carrying that kazayis in your mouth and chayiv mishamotzah is not about eating, that's about carrying. So, frankly, Gemara, but wait a second, that seems that everybody agrees that you would, in fact, be chayiv for otzah when you have a kazayis in your mouth and you walk from Rishas Yach to Rishas Rabim. Vamai, ha'in derech otzah bekach. But that's not the normal way of otzah. Elekivan de kamechavein, machshav. Now the point is, since that's your intention, your machshava to have it rest in your mouth makes your mouth considered to be a makom of hanacha. So hanami, so over here also, when you throw something dafka to the dog, kivan the kamechavin machshavasa meshavile makom. Since you're having kavana that it should land in the dog's mouth, your machshava to make it land in the dog's mouth makes it considered that the dog's mouth is in fact a makom of dalid al dalid. Now Tosas points out, how could you be chayv for all these things? He says all of the chivim come mamish at the same exact time. Because what's the hanacha? The hanacha is not when it's sitting on your tongue. It's not when it's in your mouth. The hanacha is when you're baleya, when you swallow it. Even though you may still be walking while that happens, but when you swallow it, that's when the chiyuv achila comes in, obviously. The chiyuv for all these isurim of eating it is when you swallow it, and that's also when the hanacha for the hotza'a kicks in, when you in fact swallow it. It's not a hanacha, you're still walking. Yes, it is a hanacha. Just like we said, when you're writing as you're walking, the ksiva is considered the hanacha. When you put the ink on the paper, even though you may be in transit while you're putting the ink on the paper, the ksiva is considered to be the hanacha. Now, the Rashi points out that when we say that you eat achila achas and you're chayav for all these things, so Rashi adds two words. Achila achas, says Rashi, zayis echad, a single kezayis, and you're chayav for all of these different chiyuvim, even though you only ate a single zayis. The problem over here is that one of the chiyuvim that we talk about is achila biyom kippurim. One of the chiyuvim that you have over here is for eating on Yom Kippur. The shear of achila on Yom Kippur is a koseves. It's not, it's a mishnah in Maseches Yuma, that the chiyuv is in the 8th parak of Yuma. The chiyuv is for a koseves, the chiyuv is not for a kezayis. It's a different shear. Koseves is larger than a kezayis. So it's a different shear for a chiyuv karban on Yom HaKippurim. So the Marshal writes, Lav Dafka. Kezayis, he means that for the other chiyuvim it's a kezayis, so Rashi mentions a kezayis, but really it's Lav Dafka. A little bit hard, because Rashi didn't have to say anything. Yet he went out of his way to say, Zayis Echad. So in the Tshuvas Shubi Kivayegir, in Chedek Beis, in Kuf Memhei, he says that Rashi's intention over here is not that he eats only one kezayis. He means to say that on that first kezayis that he eats, all of the different isurim are going to be chal, meaning he's going to eat a koseves worth. But the first kezayis, and once he eats a koseves, he's chayiv for Yom Kippur on the entire koseves, including the first kezayis of that koseves. Meaning to say that we don't view an iser da'oraisa of achila as only having taken place once you're mashlim the shir. The iser is even chatzi shir zasur min haTorah. The iser is even on the first part of it. It's just that a tanai to be chayiv is that you're mashlim the entire shir. You're not going to actually get punished unless you mashlim the entire shir. But the shame iser is on the entire thing. So says Rabbi Kivager, yes, for that first zayis, you're chayiv for all of these different violations. And in achinami, the actual chiv carbon is only going to kick in for Yom Kippur when you're mashlim the shir of a koseves. That's how Rabbi Kivager explains. Now, one last thing over here, the Rav Meir says that if it's Shabbos and you're Motzi Bepiv, so you're also chayiv for that for Otzah, and the Chum say, come on, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Chiyuvim relating to Achila, not Chiyuvim relating to Hotza'a. Now, the Kasha that the Chidush Aran raises is that we had 10 days ago on Daf Tzadi Beis where Hamotzi Bepiv Pater, that if someone carries something out in his mouth, he's going to be Pater. So why would it be different over here? So he's Metaretz, that's only Bekele Achilim, where it's not derech, it's not the derech to be motzi bepiv. But food, it's the derech to be motzi in your mouth. Now the Ktsos in Simun Chav Ches raises the following question. Sounds like Rameir is coming to add to the Rabbanan, right? That the Rabbanan said you're only chayiv four chatos and one asham. Rameir says, no, not only four, don't forget, Shabbos also, Hotzah and Shabbos. So, but wait a second. If you violated Chil Shabbos, even if it was Beshogeg, so there is a sugya in the third paragraph of Masech Ksuvus. The entire third paragraph of Masech Ksuvus is dedicated to one sugya. That's the sugya of Kam Le Bidrabi Minei. That if you do something at the same time that is Mechayiv, you Chiv Misa, and a lesser Chiv, so you're only Chayiv for the Misa, you're not Chayiv for the lesser Chiv. What if you did the Chiv Misa Beshogeg? You did the Chiv Skila Beshogeg, so you're not going to get the Skila, you're only going to be Chayiv a Karban. Still, you're only Chayiv for that one, you're Putter for the lesser Chiyuvim. If you have a situation of Chil Shabbos, what happened to Kam Le Bidrabimine? I mean, Rameir wouldn't be adding anything. Rameir is saying, Afim Maisa Shabbos Otsiyu Biv Chayiv. What he'd actually be doing is taking away every other Chayiv. Because you would then only be Chayiv for the Otsa on Shabbos. Because Chayavi Miso Shogin are potrin for everything else. Because of Kam Le Bidrabimine. So you'd be potrin from the Karen and the Chomesh of Achilles Kachem at least. At least for the payments that you'd have for the Achilles Kachem. And if you're potrin from the payments of Achilles Kachem, you're potrin from the Karban Mi'ila as well. Rameir would actually cost you some of these chiyuvim instead of he would take away some of these chiyuvim instead of adding to the levels of chiyuvim. So the Shaul Meishiv suggests in Madur Tinyana Chelak Aleph Siminun Dalid, quoted by the Shar Mitzvah Ba'alacha, that the keren from Meila you're chayiv from the moment you pick it up. And then you're not chayiv misa yet at that point, because you only chayiv misa when you're motzi it. So it could be that you're chayiv the Asher Meilos afterwards, because the kolzman that you're chayiv in the keren, you're not pater from the asham mi'ilos. Meaning the whole patur from the asham mi'ilos would be if you're pater from the money, but you're not pater from the money because you were chayiv the money the second that you picked it up, and therefore a mayor actually is adding a new chiyuv. Okay, Hadron al-Chazorek, let's begin Perek Habona. So says the Mishnah, Habona, someone who builds. How much do you have to build in order to be chayiv for building on Shabbos? So first of all, before we get to the answer to that question, why are we learning about building right now? So okay, it's one of Lamentas Malchus on Shabbos, so we're going to learn about it. But why here? Why now? Tosfos says, we just said so much about Hotza, prakim after prakim about Hotza, everything about Hotza, and now all of a sudden we switch to Bona. Why is Bona the natural progression from Hotzah? Tulsa says Tzarech Litein Tam, but what he doesn't do is actually give us a reason. So we don't know. Tulsa doesn't tell us anything. So the Tos Yantif writes that the reason is as follows: that once we're Mesayim Dine Hotzah, which is the Siyum of the Avos Melachos, we go back to Dine Maka Bepatush, but Maka Bepatush, which is Samuch in the Mishnah to Dine Hotzah. Melachas Maka Bepatish is Me'ein Melachas Binyan. So Maka Bepatish and Bona are sort of twin Melachas. So really Maka Bepatish belongs here, but Bona is sort of our segue into Maka Bepatish. And then the Shar Mitzion of Halacha says, V'linira, Mishum Dutani Le'el Dine Otza Binyani Karshe HaMishkan Ala HaGolos Shazay L'Tzorach Binyan HaMishkan. What Hotzah, we in the context of the discussion of Hotzah, we spoke about moving and transporting the board of the Mishkan. What would you do with those boards? You would then use them to build the Mishkan. So the next step after Otzah is Bona. So it makes sense that we're going to go on to Bona. Okay, so we're going to discuss Bona, we're going to discuss the Malacha of building. So what's the Shear? What's the Shear of Bona? What's the Shear of building? Rashi on Dafayim Gimel, Amud Aleph, Dibra Masl Mishkacha says that every Malacha has a Shear. So what's the Shear of Bona? The Kulan Yeshem Shear, Rashi says. Says Mishnah, Bona Kolshuhu. You do Binyan even Kolshuhu, the tiniest amount, that's the Shear of Bona, which is a little bit difficult because that Rashi says everything has a shear. Kol Shu sounds like it's not even a shear, that there is no shear, that no matter how tiny it is, it's a violation of Bona. Vamasates, and if someone chisels, Vamaka Bepatish, or bangs with a hammer, or a sledgehammer, so all these things, the shear is Kolshu. Makab Patish, if you look at Rashi, he says, Gam huba avos malachos, vuhu balaz pikshem mefotzitz bo ha-se'evin min ha-sela, la'achar shechatzav ha-se'evin saviv, umavdil min ha-har k'tzas, hu makab patish, makab gedol avi misparekas v'nofeles, v'zehu gemar malach. When you chiseled around a certain stone, so you have it mostly detached from the wall, and then you give it one final blow, and you take off that last piece of that last blow really removes the stone from the surrounding stone, so that's Maka Bepatish. That's the Gemar Malacha of Chotzvei Evan, of people who chisel stones from a mountain or something. And anytime you're Gomer B'Shabbos, it's considered to be like Maka Bepatish. Tosos thinks that that's a very poor example. Tosos, in the second Tosos, writes, Vein Nir L'Rid, the Mishkan Lava Binyan Avanim. In the Mishkan, it wasn't about building stones, they didn't build out of stones. V'lo Shavik Tana Gemar Malacha Kalim the Hava B'Mishkan, V'Nakad Maka B'Patish De Evan De Lo Hava B'Mishkan. We would not be given example of Maka B'Patish of an Evan which had nothing to do with the Mishkan. There was no chiseling of stones for the Mishkan, and instead of actually talking about finishing making Kalim, which certainly was done in the Mishkan, El Nira L'Ri the High Maka B'Patish Hainu Makush Achron Shemaka La Kli B'Shas Kamar Malacha. When they were making a Kli and they had to hammer out the Kli, the last hammer blow that made the Kli complete, that's Maka B'Patish. Why does Rashi talk about chiseling a stone? Got nothing to do with anything that was going on in the Mishkan. So Tosfos thinks Rashi's example is a poor example of Maka B'Patish. Says the Mishnah Vayter, HaKodeach Kol Shu Chayiv. If someone drills just even a tiny bit, even a little hole, he's going to be Chayiv. So Zaklal, Kolosu Malacha Malachta Miskayemes B'Shabbos Chayiv. Anytime a person does Malacha and the Malacha is lasting, on Shabbos, he's chayiv. What does it mean, on Shabbos? What's the on Shabbos going on? So Rashi says, that's going back on the osa malacha, meaning it's Shabbos when you do this malacha, this lasting malacha. But it's not that it lasts for Shabbos. No, it's a lasting malacha that you do on Shabbos. You're going to be chayiv. That's how the Ram explains. Also, you do a malacha on Shabbos, umalachto miskayemes, right? He moves the word b'Shabbos to before the words malachto miskayemes. But the point is that it's got to be miskayemes for a long time, even past Shabbos. However, in the Tosfos Chadashim and the Mishnayos, he quotes from somebody else, from some earlier sources, that it asks, why do we have to mention b'Shabbos? This is Masechta Shabbos. Stam Mishnah in this entire Masechta is talking about doing something on Shabbos, because it's Masechta Shabbos. Why does it have to add b'Shabbos? So he suggests that maybe b'Shabbos is going on Malachta Miskayemes, that even something that's only going to be Miskayem for the rest of Shabbos, that's called a lasting Malacha, even though it doesn't last beyond Shabbos. Quite a Chiddush, that it's called lasting enough just because it lasts for Shabbos. And it sounds that way from the Rambam in the ninth parak of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Yud Gimel, where he says, Kol she'ein melachto miskayemes b'Shabbos potter. Sounds like it only has to be miskayemes for the duration of Shabbos itself. Okay, Rav Shmuel Eliel Omer Afa Maka B'Kornus Al Asadan B'Shas Malacha Chayiv, that even if you hit with a hammer on an anvil, you don't hit directly on the item that you're trying to the kli itself, the item that you're trying to hit itself, you hit through an intermediary, still you're going to be Chayiv Mnei Shukim Masakin Malacha, because that's also called that you're being Masakin Malacha, that you're doing a real Malacha, even though you're not hitting directly on the object of your Malacha. So frankly, Mara Kol Shul Lemay Chazi, what do you mean you Chayiv? What's a kolshu going to do for you? So the answer, Gemara, first answer, Amar b'yem yashakin ani chofer guma la'atznia b'prutosav. Sometimes an ani will dig a hole in order to hide his coins. So even though it's a tiny little hole, that's enough to be chayiv. So said the kavasag gabi mishkan, and they did this in the mishkan as well. Shakin tofer yirios chofer guma la'atznia b'machtein. The people who would sew the curtains would dig a little tiny hole in order to hide their needles in the hole. So you're chayiv for that. So Abayi Yomar, Kivin de Mishtachi lo avdi hachi. Abayi says, no, that's not a good example. There's no way they would hide their needles in such a hole, because the needles would rust if they would put it in a tiny hole in the ground. So that can't be what they did in the Mishkan. Ella, rather, Abayi says, second reason. Shekein oni osav, why is it a kolshu? What can you accomplish with a kolshu? Shekein oni osav pitpute kira katana, lishvos ala kadera katana. That a pauper would make a tiny stand for a small stove to cook a small small pot of food. And the Kavasagabi Mishkan, you had a similar thing in the Mishkan, Mevashi Samanam, Mitzvah Yerios, Shechas Melachton, Osin Pupute Kira Katana, Lishvasala Yora Katana. That they would do the same thing in cooking the herbs for the curtain dyes in the Mishkan also. They would make a tiny little stand for a tiny little pot. Ravach Bar Yaakov Amari says, no, that's not a good example. That can't be true, because Ein Anius from Makom Hashirus. Why would they go cheap when making the Mishkan? There's Ein Anius Makom Hashirus. You always have to assume that they spent generously when making the Mishkan. Eli, he suggests a third possibility. What's a binyan kol shu going to do for you? Shekein bale habayis sheyish lo nekev bibiraso v'sosmo. That if you have a person will fill a tiny hole in a wall with clay, and that's the malacha, the binyan kol shu. The kavasagabi mishkan. And they did the same thing in the Mishkan. Shekein keresh, enough lebo darnav. Let's say a worm got into a plank of the wood. Matav letocha, they would pour lead into it. Matav letocha evers v'sosma, they would pour lead into it and close it up. So even though it's a kolshu, that's also an issue of bona. In the Sefer Chodesh Ha'aviv, he says, wait a second, that has to be before they actually erected the Mishkan. Because once they actually put up the Mishkan, Pasuk says in Parshas Truma, atzei shitim omdim. And the Gemara Darshan's in Yuma, Ayin Beis, that they're still standing. So it has to be that nothing happened, that there was no, that didn't need any tikkun afterwards. So it has to be before they ever put it up, that such a tikkun would have been required. Afterwards, there is no more tikkun that's required. Amar Shmuel, Hametzade Desavin Chayiv, if a person positions a stone, that alone is enough to be Chayiv Mishum Bona. So, Fragnimar Meisveh, if one guy positions the rock and another guy cements it into place, the guy who cements it into place is Chayiv. Apparently, positioning a rock alone is not a violation of Bona. Says the Gemara now, Tamech, if you're going to ask that kind of question, Ema Sefer, Rabbi Yossi Marafilu Chayiv, that even if you, Rabbi Yos says, even if you put it on top of a row of stones, you're going to be chayiv. So even if you didn't position it into place, it was an already existing row, and you just threw something else on top, you're going to be chayiv. So what do you do about that? Ela tasa binyani hava. Rather, there are three stages of building, each of which you could be chayiv. There's tasa, mitziyah, v'ila, the bottom rows of a wall, the middle rows, and the top rows. Tasa baitz du de ve'afra. The bottom rows, a person's chayiv for just positioning and wedging the bottom stones into place. Mitzia boi namitina. To be chayiv for putting the middle stones in a wall, you're chayiv when you cement the middle row of stones in. And the top rows, that's what Rabbi Yossi was talking about. Even if you just put it on top of a row of stones, that's also going to be chayiv. V'amasates. We said if someone chisels, he's also going to be chayiv. Masates mishumayim chayiv. What malacha did you do with masates? So the Gemara is going to give three different actions that are going to be subject to machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, whether it's bona or makam patish. Masates is the first of those three. Rav or mishum bona, Shmuel or mishum makam patish. Hosa nekev balul shel tarnagol. Let's say you make a small hole in a chicken coop. Rav or mishum bona, Shmuel or mishum makam patish. Ayil shufso bekufina demara. If a person wedges a peg into the cavity of a hoe, so he sticks something into the hole of the hoe, Rav or Mishum Bona, Shmuel or Mishum Makom Patish. Again, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Why do we need to be told this Machlokas three different times? Utsricha, because there are three different cases, each one with a new Chiddush. Diash Minun Kamaisa, had I only been told the case of chiseling, Vayikam Rav Mishum Tederach Binyan Bekach. That's where Rav is going to say Chayv Mishum Bona, because that's a normal way of building. Avalosa Nekab Lul Shaltar Nagorim Dein Derach Binyan Bekach in Modle Shmuel. But when you make a hole in a little Shaltar, it's not a normal way of building. I would think Rav is Modet Shmuel. V'yashmin b'haba kam Rav mishum d'dami l'binyan. And if you would tell me that only the second case of the hole in the lul shaltar negolim, at least that's similar to binyan, da avde la'avira, because you made it for air to go in and out. So it's machnas umotzi. Avul shufsa b'kufina demara dein derech binyan b'kach. But making the sticking the cavity of a hoe, sticking the peg in the cavity of a hoe, where it's not derech binyan at all, ema modelay l'shmuel, I might think he's Modet Shmuel. V'yashmin Baha, and if you would have told me only in the later cases, I would say, yeah, Baha Karma Shmuel of Bahanak Tati and Modele the Rav. That's where Shmuel says Makam Patish. Maybe he would agree that it's Bona in the other cases. So Tzricha, that's why he needs to tell us. What's the Chiv in Mesates? So he made a gesture with his hands like banging on a hammer. But it says in the Mishnah, Misates and Makab Patish makes it sound like the two separate things. Ema Hamisates and Makab Patish. Not Ve'a Makab Patish, it's one thing. Misates is Makab Patish. The Gemara is just four more lines, is going to bring a raya. Hashem will do the raya tomorrow.